Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Oh, we got the full squad.
Wow.
Here we go. We've got five of us, and we've got five non-qualifiers. Dan, let's pay tribute.
Goodbye, Poland. Goodbye, Azerbaijan. Goodbye.
And welcome to another Dearly Departed episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America and Sweden, the only two countries. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Liz.
We got Liz again.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. We got me and Sam and Liz are here in Malmo. We just watched the first semifinal. The first of many, many semifinals this year. And I cannot believe there's four more days of this. And then Derek and Danny are in Minnesota, home of the Minnesota Timberwolves, greatest basketball team in the world. And we're mostly going to talk about the Wolves, I think.
No, we're not.
Sure. Yep, Wolves podcast.
No, veto.
Okay.
Got Derek and I watching from here, so definitely a more from the TV visual aspect side of things, which is definitely going to be useful in terms of, let's just say it, the UK. Very exciting to see, before we get to talking about our qualifiers from this semifinal, very excited to see all of our our three auto qualifiers performing for the first time. I really like this, and I think this should be extended as a tradition. I think it's very interesting. I like it.
I think so,
being
too.
Being able to see what we'll be seeing in the grand final, we deserve this.
Just a clip.
Yeah.
I think it gives them the same amount of stage time that any semifinalist would have, and anything to keep the playing field level. It also keeps the performances in the eyes of the audience as much as any semifinalist would be. So it's a benefit on two levels.
And I mean, in this case, the UK and Germany and Sweden were voting in this semifinal. Mm-hmm. So giving them a little more reason to tune in to see their acts perform alongside some of these others, I think makes a ton of sense. I think I said in our Patreon show yesterday that I still don't like this. I don't know. I've kind of warmed up to it too. It really worked out that all three of the big acts have redonkulous staging props so that they have to have commercial breaks right before them, because I don't think you can do this without putting the breaks before, so that every time the host can make it clear, this is a country that is also here, but is not vote forable right now. And I think it worked out well. And I think all three of those look very, very good.
Yeah.
UK especially is really, really a spectacle. And then we've got
built for the TV. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I posted a tweet last night when Liz and I were at the jury show, and I just said watching hashtag Eurovision, and it's just a view of the back of
a box
of the box, because that was all we could see. This is such a good show. We've got so much cool stuff this year. Isaac is got a lot of fire. I want to shout out the guy on Twitter that suggested he looks like a Sim stuck in a burning house.
Oh, no.
Somebody has removed all of the doors from.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
no.
Exactly. And then he photoshopped there's a word for the gem above a Sim's head.
Plumbob.
Plumbob, yes. So,
Sims podcast.
What else is
and
there
Sweden,
to say?
You know what?
Sweden. We've seen that for a while now.
Yeah.
Whatever you think about it is still what you think about it. It's not going to...
doesn't change any minds.
No, it's really not going to. So why don't we talk about... do we want to start with Any surprises in terms of non-qualifiers?
There were a couple that I was sort of thinking that they would be on the fence, whether they'd qualify or not. Most notably, Poland and Australia. I thought those were probably the two that could have gone either way. Poland, just because of its recent history being pretty strong, especially with diaspora, there are a couple of neighbors and sort of linguistic partners in the area, even though the song was in English. Australia, we know that they do kind of come in with a bit of a deficit when it comes to quote unquote diaspora voting or regional voting bloc, just by fact of being in a completely different region. It breaks my heart to see a song as earnest and as well sung as One Milkali or Milkalila just falling by the wayside. I was kind of stealing myself for that. I think it would have enriched the final, but unfortunately, you know, there are only 10 songs that can make it through, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it kind of ended up on the ultimate scoreboard when the votes come in at the end of Saturday.
Yeah, and I think I commented to a couple of you earlier that it reminded me of what happened to Django in Netherlands. Just, you know, a kind of similar mood of a song, like kind of joyful, ethnic, proud, and yet also just didn't pull votes in, which is really sad to see because I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I'm not trying to necessarily imply the word racism here, but like sometimes things just seem very foreign and very, very ethnic and scary. Right or wrong, people get confused, which is ridiculous, but it's what happens. What do we think was 11th?
Poland.
Probably Poland.
I wouldn't be so quick to say Poland. I think for a lot of first-time viewers, the mix was, and I said this to Eric in the middle of the show, the mix for a lot of people who didn't have the most powerful voices and the mic on their tongue, it was not doing them favors. If I did not know this song so well already, zero clue the words that she was singing.
Oh, interesting.
Zero clue.
This is Poland we're talking about?
This is Poland, yeah. So it's this sounds fine.
Ollie though, he sounded really soft for like at least the
first
half.
It was not his best performance. I saw a text from someone that was like, "Why get one note? Why miss one note when you can miss all of them?" It wasn't that. It really wasn't.
Some of the jury footage of Ollie has been really punishing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's saving it.
Yeah, he's saving.
He's saving.
Just fine, but.
Doesn't have to, but if it's not Poland, I really can't say who.
Maybe Australia. I don't know. Australia could end up being surprisingly low. We've certainly seen that happen with a number of.
Yep. But that being the case, Eric, why don't you announce my horn? I get to toot.
This you will be able to toot as follows. You sent me a note.
At 3:40, I said, well, this is right after I said, also, God damn it, this is such an Azerbaijan staging Caucasus futurism to the gills. I swear, every time, they're just like, it is the Caucasus, and it is the year 2501. That's every single time they send something. I think there's eight sure bets, and it's a mad scramble for the last two slots. And I said, Cyprus, Serbia, Lithuania, Ireland, Ukraine, Croatia, Slovenia, and Luxembourg.
I don't think any of us had Serbia or Slovenia through.
Yeah.
And you had them both. So
I just think, Serbia, I don't blame you because it's in the number two slot and it's easy to forget such a low key, not trying hard song from that early running order.
In that block of four, they all made it, but Cyprus, then Serbia, okay. Luktelk. Bambi Thug, like, how did Serbia find the votes? I
mean, honestly, there's a linguistic, you know, pattern there. I mean, you had Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia in the same semifinal.
If you have the Croatians watching, who are definitely fired up, I think they are very ready to vote for friends.
Right. I'm not going to say, oh, it's diaspora voting or anything like that. They had friends here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely makes sense. And it was beautifully sung. It was, you know, there was no strike against it other than it was in spot two and it was low key. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because I was surprised to see it qualified doesn't mean that it's not deserving of a qualification spot.
I'm thrilled to see them both through. I think they're both great additions to the final. I just really didn't think that it was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
at all.
I think I will acknowledge outside of Serbia and Slovenia, and I mean, Luxembourg, I don't think we were really, really sure of. That was Luxembourg was the wobbliest of that eight for me. But just seeing the reaction and sort of being able to sense the sentiment in the crowd, even through the TV, I was like, I don't think there's a way that the majority of Europeans are like, nah, you know what? If you're going to come back, I want something good.
Yeah, this was, I think it was a solidly performed. She sounded really good. I appreciate the fact that they did switch up aesthetically the braids that she had instead of like the sort of whip-like pigtails that she had, which kind of infantilized her.
A little puffier.
Yeah, looked a bit less stark. And they also veered away from that sort of leather PVC kind of look that she had had earlier on in the cycle and went for more of a diaphanous outfit. It just came together. I will say that I do kind of wish that they had Coco Chanel did a little bit and just taken away a little bit in terms of the staging element. I feel like the overlay with the Jaguars is a little bit much.
Agreed.
A little.
A lot a bit much.
Lisa Frank to the rescue.
Yeah.
This year is all about disintegrating pixels and enormous backdrop felines.
Nudity.
And she didn't want to be left out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did?
Yeah. Out of curiosity, I took a look at the Statmotron and looked at what Croatia has historically voted for in semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And of countries that currently participate, Serbia and Slovenia are number one and two. Serbia has averaged over 11 points from them in public votes. And Slovenia averages just a little under seven. Only countries in that same vein are Bosnia and Herzegovina who are not around anymore, in North Macedonia, same thing. So I mean, they probably got at least 18 to 20 points to those two countries. That makes a lot of sense. But those are the two like shock qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got, where do we want to go from
Why don't we just start at the top in terms of running order? We have a really interesting split this year in the fact that out of 15 songs, we had six of the first seven qualify, and then four from the back half qualify. So a top heavy year.
Two and three qualified.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
Which is amazing.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Very, very top heavy.
That's what happens when you have a back half like that.
Yeah. Very
true. It is perhaps, and I think, Sam, you might have noted this yesterday, an argument for the whole producer's choice thing. Because, man, this semi was so front loaded.
Speaking of which, would you like me to reveal to you guys who has been drawn the first half, the second half, and producer's choice for the final?
Lay it on.
All right. Drawing the first half. And remember, that is also going to be joined by Sweden in the first position, Germany and the United Kingdom.
That's right. Sweden's opening.
Joining them in the first half will be Ireland, Lithuania, and Luxembourg.
Shove that right in the two slot.
Yeah.
Hey, Luxembourg would look good in the two spot, honestly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we got you to the final. Now we're done with you.
You're on your own.
Don't.
All right. Second half, we will have Cyprus, Finland, and Slovenia. France will also be in the second half.
Okay. Oh, so Croatia got producer's
Which
choice?
Which means joining Italy and Spain in producer's choice are Croatia, Portugal, Serbia, and Ukraine.
Oh, boy.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, God. Croatia's going to get the pimpest of slots, like 20.
I hope so.
25, something like that.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So, okay. Let's see. Cyprus is going to be second half. That was first qualifier in terms of running order. This was a really good opener to the show. They really just have that down. And now that Celia is like 27 years old, we can, you know, the experience is just very good.
I will say I appreciated the fact that this is an act with one of the more minimal stagings for this year. Obviously, there's a lot of like backdrop and floor graphic, but I appreciate the fact that we started this show off with an entry that didn't utilize all of the bells and whistles of the stage. Because I feel like if we started something off that used every single feature that the stage had to offer and then had it pull back to something simple, like Cyprus, which this stage can effectively host a simple staging, would it have looked more underwhelming if it had been anywhere other than that opening spot? And you know, we're all riding on that enthusiasm and joy of, hey, it's Eurovision, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you put it that way, Sweden going first might be weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, they've got all this extra crap, and then it's going to be gone.
It's going to be a stagehand's nightmare.
For the next 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't a break after Sweden in this semi, so that's all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, then Serbia, we talked about. Lithuania, no huge shock here.
No.
Really, really cool use of the red and blue, sometimes at the same time, a la Cyan Kicks in their first national final. Shout out to Cyan Kicks. gentlemen, any thoughts on Lithuania and how that looks?
Or Telks?
I mean, geez. Yeah,
how does it look? How does it tell?
It looks good. The vibe this year is blind them with strobe lights, and I'm glad he does. This song works fantastic. The bigger it is, the bigger staging it is.
Blind them with not just stage lights and strobe lights, but also literal hoods. I mean, we have Portugal, Serbia.
Poland's got them in morph suits.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of faces showing.
No. Don't let them see me.
Croatia had doilies over a lot of the faces.
Yep.
Slovenia, you're too busy looking at bodies to look at faces.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Finland, same with Finland. Too busy looking at butts.
Yeah. So rounding out that top four, the three of us here in Malmo have seen Doomsday Blue performed a number of times, basically every time it's been done.
We can't look away from it.
Yeah.
You really cannot look away from it. And guys in Minnesota, I really want to know your first impressions.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah, Derek started watching immediately after.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You should watch it right now.
I was in a meeting right before it. I ran downstairs and I was like, oh, shoot.
Okay, well, Danny, why don't you go?
I have a great endorsement. It is that Stevie was practicing right up until about 2 o'clock, and then he just started working out. And Stevie tends to not have a lot of interest in Eurovision, but when Bambi Thug started performing, he stopped everything and just watched. It was really incredible. I cannot believe the power of the vocals in that song. It is all so full tilt. It is 100%. This is like, I don't know. What if Gwar did a little bit of Loive in the middle? Like, this is, it's so intense. It's really incredible.
You cannot look away from it. I said this on Twitter and I stand by it. There has never been anything like this at Eurovision ever. It is one of the most captivating 3 minutes we've ever had. It's still not for everyone.
No, of course not.
The grannies are going to be real unhappy.
Clutching their pearls.
That's what I said to Stevie. I was like, imagine you're just like a grandma and you're like, I think this Lithuanian song's a bit too modern for me. And then immediately has to go right into Bambi Thug. And she's like, you know, I think I like that a little better than Look Telk.
She did the ballet. and like the mix of beauty and just terror.
Yeah.
Like
the staging,
the hard and the soft, and that perfectly executed costume change.
Yep. Yeah, Derek, there's a costume change.
And I got that. Let it never be said again that not being able to move can hamper your staging. I'm talking to you, Halo, from 3 years ago. Like, this is like, oh my gosh. All of the things that they're able to do inside of a 7-foot ring. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, like, I think of that. It wasn't until I saw a still last night of the end of the song from the front, because I had not seen it from the front. I'd only been looking from the side, and they have the crown, the witch in the background, and then right above them is the ring of candles as a crown. And I was like,
ooh, yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it was just incredibly savvy staging. Yeah, really, Derek, I can't wait to hear what you think of it when you see it.
Yeah, it's we'll patch
it.
It's
going to have it available soon. I have to wait, though.
It's, oh my God.
I'm not going to lie, though. When I was watching them announce the qualifiers and it got down to the end and they hadn't announced Ireland yet, I was like, what if people didn't get it?
It definitely crossed my mind. Yeah,
but there's always that moment. Ugh. But then you realize that something has to come out at the end.
I heard always does. Through the TV, a difference in the volume of cheers for Bambi Thug.
Oh.
That was very reassuring.
Press room was... Corrupted. I mean, the press room is the press room. Like, it's a different group of people. But, oh my God, it went over, it has gone over so well every single time. Only thing exceeding it is Croatia, and that's, we'll get to that in a second.
What else we got here?
Yeah, we should.
I mean, we just have to say Ireland again. This is their first qualification since Ryan O'Shaughnessy back in Lisbon.
Oh my God.
2018. So one of the longest non-qualification.
First one in the history of this show.
Yeah,
yes. Oh my God.
So there's two countries left, I think.
We'll see. One of them might do it next.
Latvia's not doing it, but Georgia might.
We'll see. Yeah. Speaking of streaks, Ukraine continues theirs.
Yep.
It was not a surprise. Aliona and Jerry were as pitch perfect as they've always been. Staging was impactful. Aliona didn't fall.
Yeah. The staging with the sort of falling flares is extremely powerful.
Beautiful.
It's extremely powerful to see. It communicates so much in such a simple and recognizable image. Really A+ work there.
Take that, water gun.
Again, next song up on our list of qualifiers, we mentioned them before, Baby Lasagna for Croatia, Rim Tim Tagidim, not a surprise. When Ireland was on, people were glued to their screens. When Croatia was on, people were out of their chairs and dancing. There was a spontaneous dance party that I would probably say about a third of the people in the press center were just up and on
their
feet.
More than that.
Yeah. Absolute party.
Yeah.
I felt like I was the only person actually watching the performance. That it was great. And anytime there was the whoa.
Oh yeah.
Erupts.
Nobody needed to throw that on stage.
It's engaging. The participatory aspect of it is undeniable. Mm-hmm.
And he performed it as well as we've seen. I think he had that little
he knows how
good it is, and I think Zagreb is most definitely on the table for next year.
Yeah.
Question: just something that I noticed as a viewer paying attention to a lot of the green room interactions, and this could just be me, but I got a strange vibe that Marco felt very anxious. Or like a couple times, it seemed like he didn't want to be on camera.
His real name is Marco. That's right. His real name is Marco.
His name is not Baby.
What?
Baby Lasagna. Sometimes the camera would just catch a look of him where it was like, look, I know that, you know, just because you're a star, just because you're a musician, doesn't mean that you have to be 100% on. We all know the trappings of celebrity, but like, I don't know. It seemed like he was quite anxious.
His anxiety attack, perhaps.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, he's rather.
He has every right to be. Yeah.
And it's also a long, hard, arduous road. Like Eurovision is a lot of fun, but it is a backbreaker.
Yeah.
Of, I mean, 6 months, depending, you know, how long you've been doing this. So it's okay if you don't have a smile pasted onto your face at all times when you don't think a camera's on you. Like, you're human. It's okay. You're late and you're tired.
Well, there's no number of press polls or popular vote polls coming out of, you know, the stuff that we were doing last night that's going to reassure you that 100% you're making it through, right? Right. Like, there's still always a question about
exactly
is this going to work
until that name is called. Yep. I mean, you know, but you don't, you know, and yeah, you could definitely see that with him. But I mean, he's been open about that sort of stuff, and It's he's just real.
Yeah, he's very keeping it real. Human. Yeah,
keeping it real.
Baby. Yeah,
I mean, if it's any reassurance to him, though, the odds of it winning have like doubled.
Yeah,
it's almost at 40% at this point.
Ooh. Wow! Oh, that's a big jump. I mean,
let's see what happens after the second Nemo semi. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
and Linoia, I suppose, but the side on a outfit.
All right, let's hop over the border. Yes. Next qualifier is Slovenia. Raven, sort of an underdog tonight, but making it through.
Derek, you did it.
I'll take
it. Wait, we talked yesterday. We just thought that it wasn't like it's cool, but it just wasn't enough.
I was legitimately shocked. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kind of written it off.
The song is good enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We all thought that, but it just didn't seem like God, there's just so much in this semi.
You know, but I think after we watched it, in the afternoon for the first dress rehearsal and then the second dress rehearsal, I felt like there was a significant bump up in the amount of energy and what was being pushed into it. And maybe that's the audience effect. You know, you're feeding off what the audience is giving you and you just ramp it up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been, you know, I questioned what I said before, which was I thought it was going to be Australian instead of Slovenian.
I mean, I would say from what I've seen, this is by far her best performance. Like she was really on it.
Yeah, they've been figuring some stuff out, and they like the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're executing at the right time, so that's good. Yeah, Nasri. Slovenia. It's such a great. I'm glad there's a couple of slow ones, I guess, because it seemed like
when we went to banger, banger, banger.
And when we went to 100% televote,
feels like it favors the bangers.
Mm-hmm.
It really favors the bangers. A couple really good slow ones.
We have I think four slow ones that we had Serbia, we had Ukraine come through, we have Slovenia coming through, we have Portugal coming through.
All Ukraine mid tempo, not slow.
Yeah,
it does have rap.
Mid tempo.
Rap music,
low to mid, depending on the time. But yeah.
All right.
Before we move on, just want to say the one thing I noticed that I really didn't like is in Ukraine when she was rapping, the camera started shaking.
I hate that.
I hate that.
We were saying that too. It's so unnecessary.
It's a digital effect. It's not the camera.
Correct.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. I don't understand what the significance of it is either. Like I'm just missing the whatever metaphor that you could lay down.
Earth shaking.
Because it's cool. Because it's cool.
That 90s rap style of the cameras on the ground looking up at her and she's just...
It needs a fisheye lens.
Yeah, real Missy Elliott action.
Yeah, Missy Elliott. Let's go. Really great moment. We were packing up to go after the... after doing the exit poll last night and Aliona and Jerry came through and got just kind of... They were clearly very tired. Nobody was really bothering him or anything, but we gave him a round of applause. And Aliona, who had in the first dress rehearsal fallen while going up the stairs and getting in place, just kind of triumphantly put up her arms and just said, "I not fall." I did not fall.
Yeah.
And
they're having a good laugh on it. Like they're on their social media. They have a little dance where they're kind of bumping each other, you know, kind of like a butt bump and like, showing clips of each other falling over. And it's actually very cute.
Remember like 2 years ago when Jerry Heil fell into an orchestra pit? Because I didn't, but they did. And they brought it back.
You take what you are. Neither of them are hurt. They're fine.
Yeah.
Just have a good laugh about it.
Fine.
Yeah.
They're great. All right.
All right. Speaking of things that happened, Windows 95 man made it through.
I think Liz is starting to like it.
Oh, it's climbed a couple ticks.
I understand.
So
I understand
bad, how
it made it through.
It's funny and bad.
It sucks in the best way, I think, is where I'm at with it. This is so stupid. But God, the commitment is just...
It's over. Yeah, it's there. It's so strong.
Like, it is uncompromising in... I can't believe I'm going to say this. It is uncompromising in the way Bambi Thug is. Oh, God! Why?
The song is a deep fried Oreo. The song is a deep fried candy bar. It is so satisfying in a way that you just feel awful for loving, but you can't stop.
The dude makes me laugh.
At one point, he did some sort of as the was shaking around
the
sparklers who just
in the family show, he was doing the sparklers and he just went pew, 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 pew. And Liz nearly did a spit take.
I just taken a drink of water. It very nearly came out.
Yeah, I mean, this is performance art in a different way.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit glad we'll get to see it again. It's so dumb.
I was amused that he had a little trouble getting the shorts on.
Yeah. In the family show, I think the camera work was just about perfect. You just never saw
the bulge.
The fleshy bulge, we'll say. Camera work was not perfect tonight, but it was fine.
Yeah, it was mostly good.
Yeah, the covering up his schlong gags are just really good. It's the Austin Powers bit, but it's really well done.
The complete opposite side of the coin, we go from Finland to our next qualifier, which is Portugal. Minimalistic, simple,
gorgeous,
monochromatic.
So minimalistic, they didn't have color.
Just clean and beautiful. I am
unadorned.
I am so relieved that Europe really, for several years now, they really have glommed on to what Portugal does. Because they did stuff like this for a long time and nobody cared. And then
I think they've adapted a little bit.
Yeah.
They have.
They've gotten a little bit more modern while still holding on to the traditional.
It feels like modern and high art. It feels like Portugal is for those people who want something that's not the commercial hell that Eurovision can sometimes deliver you, is also serious about it.
Yeah.
Like Luxembourg.
I mean, it's a very genuinely sung song. You can feel the emotion.
Mm-hmm. That last belt note. Yes. It's so cathartic.
Her voice is so clear.
Yeah.
And that tight shot on her face at the end with her kind of on the background behind her on the screen.
Yeah.
I thought that was very effective.
Our dear friend Ewan Spence calls that the Doctor Who shot. Very much like an old school Doctor Who intro gag. Like an intro bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I'm sure Ewan and Dave are relieved that Portugal qualified. I had no doubts that this was going through.
Yeah, people really responded well to this one.
Sure.
I
love a Eurovision where Portugal is appreciated.
As do I.
And we're still there.
Yay.
We're still there.
It does seem like they've had good boots on the ground doing publicity work this week too.
Yeah, they've been very active. They've been pretty, paper present. Pounding. Yeah.
We got a hat.
Yeah, we have some hats.
Yeah, got Yolanda hats.
Yep. All right, last one. I can't say anything about qualification record because this is a country that has never had to deal with the semifinals. Luxembourg, they've done it. They made it through. We get to see the plucky little Luxembourgers. Yes. Anyway, we can see them on Saturday. Tali's made it. And I'm sure the delegation is absolutely beside themselves with joy.
Good for them. I still don't. You say they should have Coco Chanel'd this. I think they should have Coco Chanel'd it several times. There's so much pyro in this. There's way too much in this. I understand you're back, but you didn't need to spend that much money.
Luxembourg. It reminds me of a French junior Eurovision entry in some ways. It
does feel like a junior song.
I think we noted it, made a remark about this when we first got the song. But yeah, it feels either a more junior or it feels just about kind of like 4 years old, like at 4 or 5 years old, you know?
The other thing about French junior songs is that those win.
Is that they win? Yeah.
it's hyper produced.
It's very produced.
That they called this one last as a qualifier. Legitimately, I was holding out hope that they'd call anyone else.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Wow.
I'm the one who has my love for Azerbaijan, but like I was not being. I was not being precious about that. I knew they have no shot.
I don't know about anyone else, but I just thought okay, with the way this has gone, maybe Australia could squeak in here.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm underwhelmed enough by Luxembourg that I don't know. I was delusional.
My brain was going in two directions. I feel like my heart was going for Australia. My head was going for Luxembourg. I think Luxembourg being in the final is good for the contest. I think it shows other potential microstate returns that it is possible. You know, if Monaco ever wanted to dip their toe back in the water, if Andorra ever wanted to dip the toe back in the water. And it should be noted, Suzanne Georgie, who was one of the last, if not the last, Andorran representative, is here in Malmö. She is Tali's, she is Tali's vocal coach here.
So
plus
getting a front row.
How this works. Yeah. So, you know, this is a thing. This is a conversation that I think could be continuing. And knowing that there is, even in a 100% televote based contest, Luxembourg has a pathway in. They're not just completely locked out. That is an amazing bit of good news for other small states.
I'll say this, though. Next year, they better step up their game, because this welcome back thing is not going to last.
No,
of course not. But knowing that you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, having the enthusiasm say, hey, we've made it through the final. That's going to get more artists and more songwriters invested in the national final. You're going to see the same thing in Ireland next year.
Oh, man.
I'm excited for a week from now the absolute nutso people. That. And I'm excited for a week from now when we actually get the breakdown of just how close it was to get into 9th and 10th here in this slot. I imagine it's a crush. And then Iceland is in the middle of the Pacific. Like, I imagine it's Atlantic. All going to be really close. Oh, no. Very far away.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, any other thoughts that we've had? Did you?
I'll speak just very briefly on Iceland and Moldova, both returning acts, and both gone. Yeah, I think both of those didn't quite know what to do with the space. The big plus sign stage really begs to be worked, and neither of them really did that.
I mean, Hera was entirely static.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was vertical, not horizontal.
And Natalia just stayed, wait for it, in the middle. Yeah. We didn't practice that. Danny, Derek, any other thoughts?
On the entire show or just the competitive?
Yeah, just anything.
Just one note. Stop trying to make Benjamin Ingrosso a thing.
He is a thing. When I was there just last summer, that man was hawking every iPhone ad. That man was hawking every damn TV special they need to. It's impossible. It's impossible.
21 points.
He's a big deal.
Benjamin Ingrosso's hairy, weird torso out there to frighten us all.
That was Jared Leto for a second.
It was Jimmy Fallon on the Barry Gibb talk show.
All right, that's it. Good. And then we just cut it.
Yeah. I'll also just say, if we can get a studio version of Johnny Logan's Euphoria.
I would love that.
Really nice. All of the interstitial interval stuff is like nostalgia. And I know that like these are the semis and the Eurovision sickos are the ones who watch the semis, right? So like that's kind of the place for it. But I'm curious to see if that continues into semi two and into the final. If there's a lot of more just like throwback stuff, or if we're going to introduce some other things. I mean, obviously the postcards are going to be nostalgia filled for the rest of this too. Yeah. But
love those.
I love those too. I really do. I thought it would have been very funny for Moldova to have Stobsky Stube twice.
I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we log off, we have a question coming in from one of our patrons that Eric and Liz, I was wondering if you can help regale us with.
Okay.
Our patron and friend, Shoegazer Minnesota, commented, needs to know, how is Eric finding time to watch the Timberwolves Nuggets series while during Eurovision?
Hell yeah.
I know he's watching.
Finally, a good question. I'm going to bed.
The first one we watched was a little bit easier to get to because it started at like 1 a.m. our time.
Yeah, so yeah, we kind of went in shifts. We were kind of drifting in and out and watching those. I was up very, very late, not late enough to watch the Wolves game, which started at like 4 a.m. here, just in time for my watch to show me the final score, and I had to make sure I was awake. Oh, God, it's great. And
Eric, shut up.
Yeah. No. Okay. This is not, I know you're passionate about this. Okay. Speaking of patrons, though, we do want to thank our new patrons who have recently joined us. Again, we cannot thank you enough for your support. Anthony Zero, Monica, Graham Wilson.
Hell yeah.
Alex Adams, Elise Ducart, we cannot thank you enough for joining us on this crazy ride of ours. If you would like to join us and support us on a monthly basis, you can certainly do so through our Patreon. If you would not necessarily feel comfortable doing that, but still want to, you know, buy us a cup of coffee or a bag of Swedish candy, of which there are incredible varieties of here.
God. Swedish candy special coming when we get back.
Yeah, I think. You can find us also on our coffee account. So KO-FI, just look for 12 Points from America. You can find us on all the normal social media outlets as well at 12 Points USA. Or email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You know how to reach us by now. If you're just finding us and are just kind of dipping your toes into the 12 Points from America family during this time, welcome. This is the sort of random tomfoolery that we like to get ourselves into. We appreciate you joining us.
One of us.
But yeah, shall we... call it a night, everybody, and then we'll probably do a little show for our patrons tomorrow, but we'll reconvene at least as many of us as we can around the microphones after the semifinal on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. All right. Well, until then, everybody, we'll see you next time. I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Danny.
And I've been Liz.
Hey, yay. And America and Sweden.
Stop listening now.
And
Eric, shut up.